An exhibition currently underway at the Czech Centre London and in the Library of Birmingham celebrates a centenary of Czech discoveries and inventions and the emerging generation of scientists and innovators. The interactive show called Czech Innovation Expo was prepared by the Czech Centre's network together with the Czech Academy of Sciences. I asked Přemysl Pela, the head of Czech Centre in London, to tell me more details about the project.
The title is really relating to the main theme of the exhibition, which are inventions and scientific discoveries. And what is unique on the exhibition is it really combines or intersects various art spheres, such as design, audiovisual art, but also the latest digital technology, in particular the augmented reality. The aim of the exhibition is to use the digital technology to present the innovations that are coming from Czech Republic or from former Czechoslovakia in a very interactive way, very modern way, and it communicates very well with especially the young generation, but not only.
The exhibition showcases some of the country's leading brands, industrial brands, but also inventors and scientists, both past and present. Can you mention at least some of them?
The exhibition is divided actually in four parts. The first one are the scientists, the inventors from the past, like Mr. Wichterle, the inventor of contact lenses, Antonin Holy, scientist that came with the drug against HIV, and many others. And next to it, there are actually the present scientists and inventors represented here, for example, by Zuzana Holubcová or Katerina Falk, Mr. Pomahač, and many others. The iconic brands, which are basically synonym for former Czechoslovakia, companies like Bata, Java, Skoda, are represented here in the iconic brand part. And the last are the newly emerging brands, which most of them have been founded in last 20-30 years after changes that occurred in Czechoslovakia in 89. And those are companies such as Kiwi, Lasvit, Avas, and many others.
The content of the exhibition is presented through augmented-based technologies and virtual reality. So how do the visitors actually experience the exhibition and how does it work?
Well, the exhibition is digitally based, so you're basically sending data around the world and then you can view the symbols on the wall. But in order to discover what lies behind the symbols, you have to download the applications, which are in the iOS, the Android platform. And through the lens of the smart device, it might be the phone, iPads, or any higher technologically advanced device, there is an animation that unfolds for you. And if the visitors would like to explore it even further, they click through to the web-based platform to read about the particular scientists or inventors or the brands that we have mentioned here.
Přemysl Pela, the head of Czech Centre in London, talking about the Czech Innovation Expo exhibition currently underway in the United Kingdom.